Ruth and Naomi together are overcoming tragedies. They both lost their husbands, and they've endured a time through a famine. When we get to chapter 2, this week we're going to be talking about landing in kindness. In chapter 2, verse 1, we read that Naomi has a relative on her husband's side from the clan of Elimelech, and he's in good standing. His name is Boaz. And here comes the hope, and it's going to come through a relationship. You know, God has so many ways of showing his kindness, but over and over again in Scripture, he'll raise up one person. There'll be one person that he brings into a situation who has provision and generosity and kindness, and life will start to change through the kindness of that one person, which is ultimately God's kindness. So in chapter 2, Boaz is bringing kindness, and it's exactly what Ruth and Naomi need. And I wonder, as you think through your life, who are the people that God has raised up so timely and they brought kindness to you when you needed it the most? Who are those people? And are you that person for someone? Maybe right now there's someone who needs to know that someone cares and you're that person. So let God use you to bring kindness, to be that one person to make a difference. And also, when you're down, when you feel like no one cares, just keep your eyes open and keep your head up, because God will bring that one person with good news and provision and hope. That's what he's doing for Ruth and Naomi. That's what he still does today.